and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Save on new tires now with up to a $100 rebate when you buy a set of four eligible Yokohama tires through October 31st. Get rebates on the Avid Ascend LX, the Geolander AT Geo 15, the Geolander HT Geo 56, and more. Come get your Yokohama tires before you plan your fall getaway. And while you're here for tires, let our certified staff handle any repairs you may need, including an alignment, breaker engine repair, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
It is priceless. KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this very cold Wednesday morning, 22 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's such a beautiful morning. Happy to be with you.
It is a beautiful morning and sets us up for a beautiful Boo in the Zoo coming up here in about a week and a half.
Absolutely. Our Boo in the Zoo is going to be on October 31st from 4 to 5:30, and we have a great time planned for everyone.
Well, let's talk about how great of a plan it is. What does Boo in the Zoo entail, and what will be offered out there spookily, Lisa?
Well, this is a free event for the public, and so we have candy stations and game stations, but people can come through the zoo with their kids in costume. We have about 30 stations, and we have 9 organizations that have joined us this year, but we have several things set up around the zoo, so they will be able to have an opportunity to meet with all of those different little critters that might be dressed up around the zoo, and then be able to play some games too. So like spooky hopscotch, or maybe test out the creepy feely boxes, maybe try the spidey web toss or the owl beanbag toss. And of course, there's always those photo opportunities that are around the zoo as well that are very, very much set up for Halloween.
Lisa, when it comes to the Boo in the Zoo, are there some areas of the zoo that seem to be more popular than others?
You know, I think that hour and a half is busy everywhere you look. It is, the zoo is packed during that 4 to 5:30 time period, and I think that the kids just enjoy it so much, and I know that our staff does, and I know that all of our the animals seem to enjoy it too.
They seem to?
Yes. You know, our mountain lion seems to enjoy it. I know our lemurs do. You know, it's different because kids come in costume, and that's something that the animals, it's enrichment for them because they get to see maybe something that they would normally prey on or that might be walking by.
Well put. Well put. Well, not only do the kids show up in costume, but the parents, it seems like now, show up in costume too, Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the whole family gets involved, so it's a lot of fun to watch.
So, again, things will start at 4 p.m. on Halloween, October the 31st, and go until 5:30 at the David Traylor Zoo. And as Lisa mentioned, plenty of stations. I assume plenty of candy, too, Lisa.
Oh, yeah. We usually have well over 10,000-plus pieces of candy. So plenty of candy to go around, and we want everyone to come out and have a fantastic evening.
Oh, even better. Now, one of the things here, I don't think we're done, to be flatly honest yet, but one of the things that comes up here with the Boo in the Zoo is always the parking. It's always tight, and, you know, with the Oasis Capital campaign leading to some different projects that have been here beautifying and enhancing the zoo the last couple of years, how tight is it over at the zoo? Where do we need to park?
Well, all along Soden Road is available for parking. Down by the Zoo Ed is still available. The Veterans Memorial, of course, down in Soden's Grove Park, that whole area. The train will not be running this year, unfortunately. They had some trouble with it. But hopefully again next year. So there is going to be plenty of parking down there. So I think we should be okay. If we have to, we could always possibly spill over into Hettlinger, but we'll just have to see how the evening goes.
Well, it's always a lot of fun for the entire family. It is Boo in the Zoo coming up on Halloween, 4 until 5:30. Well, you mentioned the Zoo Ed Center there in your offices. That is, I guess, the next phase that will be under renovation and expansion. And where are we at with that project?
Well, you know, it's underway. So we have moved out of the building completely, and we're now down at 517 Merchant here at the press room, the old Gazette building. So that's been a treat for us. They've started a little bit of demo inside the building, and then they'll start the big share of it towards the end of the month.
Gotcha. Now, you'd mentioned here to me, Lisa, here just a few days ago about just about the really the processes and what's available here with the temporary offices. And it sounds like everything that you would typically take care of down at the zoo, you can take care of now at 6th and Merchant.
Absolutely. So we moved all of our offices down here, even our classroom. So we can still do classes here in the classroom, and we can still bring classes to you. So our animals are still at the zoo. We're housing them down there still, but we can bring them up here for classes. So if there's a time when you've got a class that's going to come here for a class, we can easily bring those guys up here and then take them back. We can also still bring them to you at your school or to your library, things like that. So we're normal business, just in a different spot.
Let's see, down the road, just a little bit, we have Happy Holidays, and when might that be happening, Lisa, when those zoo lights get turned on?
Well, that's a good question. November the 22nd is Happy Holidays at 5 p.m. Again, we're going to be sharing that evening with the Emporia Police Department and their toy drive. So it'll be another really fun evening of flipping on the lights. We hope everybody will save that date and join us for that as well. And we're going to be moving the switch back to the east end of the zoo. So we'll be lighting up around the pond and just like we did in the old days.
Sounds like a great plan to me. And, of course, we'll be there broadcasting live from both of these big events at the David Traylor Zoo, Boo in the Zoo, Halloween, October the 31st, from 4 until 5:30. Lisa, great job as always. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, we always appreciate you. You guys support the zoo so well, and you are so appreciated.
Lisa?
You have a joke for you.
I was wondering if you were going to get to that.
I have one for you, too.
Oh, okay, trade. Okay.
Okay. What's a vampire's favorite ship? A blood vessel.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right.
All right. That's pretty good. Well, mine is, why is a frog scarier than a black cat on Halloween?
Why is a frog scarier than a black cat on Halloween?
No idea.
Do tell.
The cat has 9 lives, but the frog croaks every night.
Well played.
Lisa, thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Lisa.
Keith, director at the David Traylor Zoo. Strong finish. Right there, Chuck.
Indeed. And if you want to be part of the morning show, we do have 3 of our newsmaker slots that are tentatively open now. One likely will be filling here, well, possibly by the time we're done with the morning show here today. So give us a call if you want on the schedule, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by National Weather Service meteorologist Matt Flanagan. We're discussing about the ongoing drought, and we'll also get a quick preview because the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration does plan to release its winter outlook tomorrow, so we'll talk a little bit about that here as well tomorrow morning at 7:20.
And our newsmaker this morning, Chuck, brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. 7:28, 22 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Attention job seekers. Are you ready to enjoy a stable work environment that offers great pay and excellent benefits with job